Today is Chaf Hei Kislev, the first day of Chanukah, and it's an interesting remez that the Shonim bring down, the Ran and Shabbos, it's also mentioned by the Tur, the very name Chanukah. Why do we call it Chanukah? Like Purim, the Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, Akein Karu LaYom HaEla Purim Al Shem HaPur. The Pasuk in Megillas Esther tells us, therefore they named this Chag Purim. So if I ask you, Akein Karu LaYom HaEla Chanukah Al Shem HaPur? Ironically, there's an interesting connection there too. What is the Chanukah? So the Ran brings it and the Tur as well, Tafesh Ayin. Chanukah means Chanu b'chaf hei. Chanu chaf hei. So now what do we make of this? Chanu, they rested, b'chaf hei. So there are those who ask, the Masha asks on the Ran, the Masha there in Shabbos, my Chanukah. What do you mean, Chanu Chaf Hei? There's no Issa Melacha in Chanukah. Kvam Basam Yom Tovim Bahalo Vahoda. The Rashi there explains, it's not Yom Tovim with Issa Melacha. The Bach also makes that point, but the Bach, Dafka says, it could be that there are minhagim that they bring here in Shulchan Aruch, that there are those who are knowing Isser, maybe when the Neris Adoleg, maybe Kol Hayom, and if you already have that minig, then you have to know if you're bound by that minig. So the Bach actually says, oh, so we have a bit of a smach to this minig that one should have some element of Issa Melacha because of Chanu Chaf Hei. But of course, the halacha is that you're not mechuyev to take on such a minig, and there is no real Issa Melacha. So what is really the pshat of Chanu Chaf Hei? So the Levush already notes this. The Chanu doesn't mean Chanu Mimalacha, but referring to the time of the story when they had the Melchamos. And there was some point that they could identify as the Muhammad's feast, even though historically, if you look in the sources, you see that they really were Muhammad's that continued, but there was some kind of a respite, you might say, from the Muhammad's that allowed them to now go into the Beis HaMikdash. They reclaimed the Beis HaMikdash, then they dedicated it. It could be another idea with Chanukah that's mentioned in the Mizbeach. But the idea of Chanu Chaf Hei means that there was a point of respite from the Melchama. That's interesting because by Purim as well, that's when you find the Kviyas Yom HaPurim, Kayamim Asher Nachu Behem HaYehudim Erivayim. That's where you have Yudalid and Tezvav, respectively, for the various days that you find that there was a rest. I saw a very interesting insight by Rav Friedlander, Mashkiach in Panevish, Sifsei Chaim. Just a short insight, but very beautiful, about this idea that the Kviyas of Chanukah was set up as Chanu Chaf Hei. So why do you designate the day by the fact that there was a rest from the Melchama? And he says the answer is when you have a victory, military victory, you can focus on different things. You can either focus on the Chiyuvi aspect, in other words, we were victorious, we won, and therefore we got this and we got that. And this, you say we became independent and we got sovereignty and we got this land that we were able to capture and so on, the conquest itself, the victory and all that came with the victory. But there's another perspective, and that's what Chanukah is coming to tell us, perhaps not the way that's always thought about, especially in the secular world. Chanukah is not about the fact that we won. It's about now we have the rest from the war, and the war was necessary. We had to stand up for Torah. We had to stand up for being able to exercise our free will in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what we're really looking for is the opportunity to do it without any distractions. So that's the ultimate message of Chanukah. The fact that it was Chanu Chaf Hei, not the Gvura per se, not the all the markings that will come, the trappings that come with saying we won and therefore we are independent. It's the fact that now we have the ability once again to serve Hashem and not be distracted by what the Mochamos represented. He quotes in this vein the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Tes. He writes, the Rambam writes here, what is Yemos Mashiach all about? Why do the Nevi'im describe Moshe Mashiach as something that we're yearning for? Why are we all looking to have Mashiach come? Says the Rambam, "Mipnei ma nis'avu kol Yisrael nevi'eim v'chachameim l'moshe Mashiach?" The answer is, "Kidei sheyanuchu," Lashon HaRambam, "kidei sheyanuchu mimalchios she'einan manichos lehen lasak b'torah v'mitzvos kahogen." the vision of Yimos Mashiach is that we should be able to rest from all the pressures that are exerted on us from the Shibud Malchios. And therefore, because of those pressures, we're not able to serve Hashem properly. The Yimtzu Lehem Margoa, again, we have the ability now to once again focus our energies on what's important. The Yirbu B'chachma K'desh Yisku L'chai Olam Haba. It's a beautiful idea, and this is therefore mamish, the message of Chanukah as well, not what you'd hear necessarily if you're reading, I don't know what, but many people don't focus on this Ekuda, but it's perhaps the essence of what it means to say Chanu Chafei. Certainly that's why we speak about Chanukah as a time to re-energize our energies and our kolchos and avodas Hashem, because we recognize that's really what was really behind everything. That's what we're looking for. We have many things in our life that are distractions, and that's the challenge all the time, to be able to persevere. But to the extent that we're able to free ourselves of the distractions, then we have those opportunities. We should seize them on Chanukah. We should seize them whenever we know that we actually have that in real life as well. Achas kama kama, that's the whole point, to be able to find those opportunities and to make the most of them.